We get the State of the Union and the budget address all rolled up into one today.
Woohoo!
And yeah, exactly. You're going to hear from Governor J.B. Pritzker about how great everything is. Okay? But as you're listening, just remember these numbers. Just remember when he says we are fiscally in great shape. Just remember these numbers. The state ranked 42nd for jobs growth last year and has added only 4,000 jobs compared to pre-pandemic levels in January of 2020. The rest of the country has added more than 5 million jobs during that time. Wage growth is 43rd in the nation, with average hourly wages below the U.S. average. Illinoisans are battling the third highest unemployment rate in the nation at 4.8%. Illinois ranked 42nd in growth in business startup applications last year, 40th in high propensity business applications, those deemed most likely to result in businesses creating jobs. And construction activity is among the lowest in the nation, ranking 47th for all real estate types and 46th for single family homes in 2023. Illinoisans pay the second highest property tax rates in the nation at a rate of 1.95 of their home's value each year. That's double the national median. Illinoisans pay the seventh highest state and local tax burden in the country and the highest in the Midwest. And the Illinois Policy Institute polled showing 45% of Illinoisans identified high taxes as one of the biggest issues facing the state. Only 45%. Interesting. The budget has climbed $12 billion since JB took office, from $40 billion in 2019 to $52 billion now. And what he will tell you today is that the state government has seen balanced budgets. Well, we got $8.1 billion in federal pandemic aid that is going away now. Illinois received credit rating upgrades from all the major credit rating agencies in recent years after our finances are stabilized by federal relief. However, Illinois' credit rating remains the lowest of any state in the nation. So you're going to hear a rosy picture today in Springfield when the governor stands up and makes a speech. But just remember all of those numbers. Oh, yeah, and by the way, 22% of the budget will go to paying off budgets. That's $11 billion. 22% will go to pay budgets, and we have a huge unfunded pension liability right now in the state of Illinois. We're only about 53% of what we owe as taxpayers, not Springfield, what we owe as taxpayers to retirees. Only 53% of that pot is there. It should be 60, 70%, and it's not. So those are the numbers, but you're going to hear something completely different, and we'll see how it's reported tomorrow by the media. I'm anxious to find that out.